Here is Honey John on this old log here, a sitting and a smoking and a waiting.
What are you waiting for, Uncle Remus?
Oh, Tina, what, Honey John? It's a who, and you is the who, little Miss Nizza. Long about story time, ain't it?
Yes. Do you know any hurry stories, Uncle Remus?
Hurry story? What in the name of Brer Fox's bushy tail is a hurry story, Miss Nizza?
Well, Mother told me to hurry up and get back. We're going Christmas shopping.
Lord, ya mercy. Is Christmas a-rolling around again, Miss Nizza? It do me all. Well, let me light up this old corn cob pipe. And then I'm going to tell you the story of Brer Rabbit's ghost. It's like old Sis Crow always say, ain't nothing no truer than the truth. And she ought to know, because she see the whole thing from the commencement. It was the time when Brer Fox caught Brer Rabbit and threw him in the flour barrel. That's where he threw him, right smack, slam, into the flour barrel. Poor little Brer Rabbit. What a fix he done got into. And it all happened because he didn't mind his mama. Because that very morning, as his mama was washing her hind his ears, she say,
now listen here, boy. I want you to mind your mama. Stay away from that apple barrel.
Yes, ma'am, mama. Oh, you're hurting my ears. I'll clean, Mama.
All right, boy. Remember what I told you about that apple barrel and stay away from there. You hear me?
I sure will, Mama. I sure will. Now can I go out and play?
Run along. Run along.
And just like any other little boy, Brer Rabbit ran out into the sun to play. But the more he played, the hungrier he got. And the hungrier he got, the less he remembered what his mama done told him about the apple barrel. And the first thing you know, he was heading in that direction, a-singing.
I got to have an apple. I got to have an apple. Oh, just a bite of apple. Just a bite of apple. Oh.
And so it was that Brer Rabbit, a-hopping and a-singing, headed straight for the apple barrel. Now, the reason his mama didn't want him round the apple barrel was on account of old Brer Fox, who didn't eat apples himself, but he did eat them that did eat them. And there he was a-hiding right behind the apple barrel with his tongue hanging out about that long. Here he come. I know it'd be here.
been waiting for him ever since early this morning. Sitting and a-waiting and a-waiting and a-sitting. And at last, here he come, heading right for the apple barrel. He don't know that I done disguised that old flour barrel and made it look like the apple barrel. And they don't know I gonna push him into the barrel and slap on the lid the minute he climb up for the look in. So come on, Brer Rabbit. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting and ready.
Poor little Brer Rabbit. He could just taste them apples as he climb up on the porch to where the fake apple barrel was. And a hind the barrel, just a tasting Brer Rabbit, was old Brer Fox a-waiting.
Sure does love apples. I don't care what kind of apples it is, I love them. Fried apples, boiled apples, baked apples, any old kind of apples. I love apples, just crazy about apples. That old fox ain't got no sense, so he don't care about apples. He likes rabbits. He don't care a thing about
them. I got you, Owl. I got you.
Turn that loose, Tammy.
You mine. My Christmas dinner, I got you. Into the barrel you go.
Ow. Mama.
Well, sir, that's exactly how old Brer Rabbit got touched and put in that flour barrel. And after making sure that the lid was on tight, old Brer Fox put the barrel over his shoulder and away he went to his den. When he got there, he set the barrel down.
Guess I ought to fatten you up for Christmas dinner, Brer Rabbit. But I'm little lean these days, and I need more protein. So I'm going to barbecue you on the spot. A rabbit in the stomach is worth two in the barrel, I always say.
Please, let me go. I believe I'd die if you eat me, Brer Fox.
You sure will, Brer Rabbit.
And with his mouth just a running water, old Brer Fox started the fire for the barbecue. You should have heard and seen old Brer Fox a building that fire. He was the picture of enjoyment, just a singing and a can on and a can on and a singing.
One, two, rabbit stew. Three, four, gimme more. Five, six, red hot sticks. Seven, eight, rabbit bait. 9, 10, I'll cook him then.
1, 2, rabbit stew. 3, 4, gimme more. 5, 6, red hot sticks. 7, 8, rabbit bait. 9, 10. That wasn't my thing!
Poor little Brer Rabbit thought for sure he was a goner. And inside the barrel, he commenced to sneezing.
Catch it by death of cold. How could I catch cold in this barrel? How does it taste in here? Catching my death of heat. That's what I do it.
Yes, sir, he thought he was a goner. And it would have been, too, if it weren't for somebody I told you about in the beginning. Yes, old Sis Crow done seed everything from the commencement. And she waited till Brer Fox went into the house for the salt. Then flew down to the side of the barrel and pecked on the barrel with her beak like this. And said,
"A rabbit! A rabbit! Who that knocking on my back?
That's me, Sis Crow.
Go away and let me barbecue in peace.
I came to help your mammy.
It ain't my mammy, it's me that's barbecuing.
Listen to me, Brer Rabbit, or it'd be too late.
It's too late now. This flour is flying all over everywhere.
That's good.
That's good. What you mean, that's good?
Let the flour fly, Brer Rabbit. Fact, rub it all over yourself. Make that brown fur of yours look white, like a ghost.
I'm practically a ghost right now. a dead ghost.
You'll be a live one if you make Brer Fox think you're a dead one.
I'll try it, Sis Crow. I'll be slapping flour all over me.
Oh, here he comes. Mind your ghosting, Brer Rabbit.
And of all the funny actions you has ever seen a little brown rabbit go through, little Brer Rabbit went through them. And Sis Crow no more than flew back into the tree than old Brer Fox come back with the salt and was ready for the barbecue. He went over to where little Brer Rabbit was in the barrel, and he knocked on the barrel like this.
Brer Rabbit! Brer Rabbit! We're about ready for the barbecue. Fire's nice and hot. The sauce is ready.
Go away, Brer Fox. Go away.
What's the matter with you in there, Brer Rabbit?
I was having you. Done died from fright. Now I've come back to hang you. How's it go?
You ain't no ghost. How else could you talk?
I'm a talking ghost, Brer Fox. Go away. I've had you to pieces.
You ain't scared me. Handsome ghost is white. White as snow.
Open the top of the barrel and look at me, Brer Fox.
And with that, old Brer Fox lifted the top of the barrel and looked in. When he looked into the top of that barrel and see that little white rabbit, he screamed to the top of his voice,
"You is a ghost!"
And Brer Fox left them parts so fast that his breeze blew out the fire, blew over the barrel, and shot Brer Rabbit free. So you see, honey child, if you don't mind your mama, you're mighty apt to sometimes get into the wrong barrel yourself.
Uncle Remus, that was a good story. Do I have time for another one?
What I just tell you about mine and your mama, honey child? You know she waiting to take you Christmas shopping. Now get along with you. But come again, honey. Come again. Because Uncle Remus will be here. And I know just lots and lots and lots of stories. Stories that's just a burning for little years like yon to year. So until next time, get along with you, honey child.